RaptorsWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go, plenty more of the big show. It is the usual suspects, hour number two of the three-hour big show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We've been consumed with the national championship game last night for the most part. We have other things to get to, including news of the day. But before we turn the page, so to speak, Mark wants to get in here on said college football championship. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
I just wanted to talk about, first of all, that football game last night was pretty darn incredible, really awesome finish. I was really disappointed, you know, that Saban decided to bench Hurts. You know, he had to bench the Texas kid. But I'm a huge Alabama fan and a huge Jalen Hurts fan. But yeah, he wasn't cutting it in the first half. You know, a lot of people that were around me were saying that the O-line wasn't protecting him as well as they did with Tua in the second half. And, you know, I almost agree with them, but, you know, I have to say he wasn't cutting it off. You know, he wasn't throwing well, you know, and I think it was the right decision. It was a gutsy decision because, you know, when you make a decision like that, it can either go south real quick or it can end up real great like it did last night. But, yeah, I'm pretty disappointed, though, that they had to bench him. But, and also, to all those people that keep saying that UCF are the real national champions, all I can say, can y'all please stop with that? Because it was funny at first, but now it's getting pretty darn annoying. And also, I have to agree, I don't know who said it, but I think if Jalen Hurts, if that's it for him in Alabama, I think he should come back to Texas and either play for Tom Herman or go back to his hometown and go to U of H. And that's all I have to say, guys.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Good stuff.
Yeah, I was looking at the drive chart for Alabama. Mm-hmm. That first half, they had six drives. The first drive that they missed the field goal on, that was an 11-play drive, just 37 yards, but over 11 plays. Mm-hmm. After that, three plays, one play at half.
Go back and look at the Clemson game.
And that was it. Yeah, and
it's
then
pretty similar.
When you compare that, look at Georgia, they had the first interception, that was a three-play drive. And then five plays, 14 plays field goal, 12 plays field goal, six plays and punt, 11 plays touchdown. That was their first half. Flip it. 3-5-1-7-7-3-3 were their plays in the second half. They had two seven-play drives that resulted in punts after that. So you talk about the tale of two halves. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bama had a couple of nine-play drives in there where they scored. Obviously, I mean, they scored all three of their drives. They scored, well, they had two of the scores and then the missed field goal, which we didn't even talk about yet. The kid missed two field goals, the first drive of the game and the last drive of the game. And you're thinking, oh, how bad is that he misses that field goal and this is going to cost him and he's going to be the GOAT and everything and he
after
gets
they
bailed
told
out.
This whole story?
Yeah, and he gets bailed out. That's crazy.
No doubt about
fun it. Fun game, though. Lots of fun. And I think a lot of people were skeptical about how fun this game was going to be. And in fact, after the first, right before the game started, I made my prediction. I said Bama 24, Georgia 23. And I thought, after that first half, I was like, ooh, boy, but did I way overshoot the points on this? And I was questioning my reasoning behind picking it that way. Ended up 26-23, so not too bad, but they needed overtime to do that. But I think a lot of people felt like this is SEC football. They're going to run the ball. It's going to be boring. And it wasn't. I was surprised that two SEC teams with good defenses that like to run the ball were able to put up a decent game to watch.
I'd be curious how many people turned it off at the half going, this is over. It was just so hard. It was so one-sided.
That's a good question.
With the
yeah.
score, how many people bailed on it going, it's 20-3 Georgia. Alabama's not doing anything. It's probably going to be the same way in the second half. Let me go see what else is on.
Yep.
Because that would be interesting to me. And look, we touched on it a little bit, but as much as you may love or hate Nick Saban,
he's a GOAT.
No doubt about it. Biggest balls in the business. To make that switch, to run the risk if it doesn't go well of what it means for you, not only for the end for that game, but for going forward, and to look at how it turned out,
yeah.
You got to tip your cap and go, dude, that was the difference.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks. Yeah. That's why he is who he is.
Yeah. And by the way, big bucks, $100,000 just because he won last night.
Isn't that nice?
In his contract. He gets an extra 100 G's. That should make it your happiest day of your life.
Right. Fedor Rothschild tweeted and said, dude, I just got $124 from that website you gave out at the beginning, plus another $274. Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome, Fedor. Send me some money.
Unless you're Nick Shirara.
I need some cash.
You're soaking it up.
Yeah. Osinimus. What was it? What was the name? Onimus? Onimus? Osinimus?
That's also Nick's coffee at Starbucks.
Osinimus?
Can I get a venti Osinimus?
So Fedor, I'm expecting 10% of your 100, so I need $17 from you. Joel, how much did you get?
I'm not telling you now.
I can go look it up.
Well, that's fine.
What was it, 250?
I can tell you, no, it wasn't that much. I wish it was.
So Joel owes me $20.
I'm gonna check leases too.
Joel owes me $20. So that's
the scary thing is if Taylor's owed like 500 bones, I'd be like, right? What the hell she been doing? I mean, I know she's got the iPad control, but wow, that'd be impressive.
And whoever tweeted this thing about the Alabama player proposed to his sister, y'all are just wrong.
But funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wrong though.
So other news of the day, the Carolina Panthers have fired their offensive coordinator and their quarterback coach. As they look to make changes to try and help Cam with a fresh start. Chicago Bears, as I mentioned, introduced their new coach as Nagy had his press conference. And right now, as we speak, John Gruden having his press conference and the worst-kept secret in NFL coaching carousel history, as he is now officially the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders head coach. And Central Florida ends the year sixth in the AP poll, but yet they're still claiming to be number one. Now, I'm telling you what.
That's
you know
so
where
silly.
That's the biggest, best place to be? Be an assistant coach. They all had bonuses if they won a national championship. And because whether they're doing it for marketing or otherwise,
oh, sure they are.
Danny White, the AD, said, because we're putting up a banner and we're claiming the undefeated season as a national championship, all the assistant coaches get the bonuses that they were supposed to get if they get a national championship.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
That's putting your money where your mouth is.
It is.
I'm sure that's no chunk change.
But it's genius what they're doing because it's keeping them relevant. And some mm-hmm. kids that are maybe 2-3-star recruits are looking around going, what's up with UCF? Why? Oh, undefeated. I mean, that may have flown under the radar if not for what they're doing.
Barry, do you think from a recruiting standpoint there's going to be coaches in kids' living rooms talking about going to play for a national championship?
There's UCF is the LeVar Ball of college football. Just
you mentioned
marketing
it today,
hype.
Not me.
Just marketing hype.
Yeah, you mentioned the hype train.
You're right.
Not me. He's a whore. He's a marketing whore.
He is.
All right, switching topics as we were mentioning NFL headlines. As by the way, the Texans GM search continues. And I was wrong. I know you guys love to hear that, so you don't have to tweet or text. But Brian Gutekunst, the new general manager of the Packers, actually did fly to Houston and interviewed with Bill O'Brien Saturday night. And then informed the team at 2 a.m. that he was, when he flew back, that he was accepting the Green Bay offer. But they've not only branched out from all their internal candidates that they're interviewing, the Texans, but they're also branching out to get some of those external candidates lined up. And the rule, I checked on it, the Philadelphia, one guy from Philly, two from New England, that both teams did declined the Texans' inquiries to be able to interview them for the job. Once the season's over, it's fair game. So depending on how long the search goes for the Texans, they can still interview those guys.
There you go.
So they had it. All right, Jason wants to get in here on the New England Patriots. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. I know, I think it's like a 13.5 spread for the Pats and Titans, right?
Haven't looked at it, to be honest with you.
I think it's that. I don't know if the Pats defense can actually handle the two-headed monster Tennessee with Murray and Henry going. Now, I know Henry's a former Heisman winner and stuff, and now I think he has the starting job basically locked up. But let's not forget about Murray, how great of a passing back he can be, you know, and that's something the Patriots have really struggled with.
Yeah, but
Murray
is questionable.
And a mobile quarterback.
Murray's questionable. He didn't play last week, and so you got to make sure that he's even playing. And you know,
yeah, that's true.
And you know how New England does business, and when they can scheme for you, and they're going to try and take away what you do best, they'll challenge Mariota to complete passes to guys other than himself and say that's the way you're going to have to beat us because we know you're a running team, and so we're gonna put seven in the box and we're going to load it up and make you beat us a different way.
Yeah, and I mean, you can look at gaining yards is one thing, but actually putting up points and allowing points is completely different. And if you got a team that's kind of bend but don't break, which the Patriots tend to be, they're top five in scoring, but they're from a yardage perspective, They're in the bottom half of the league as far as yards allowed. Actually, they're 29th in total yards per allowed, but points per game, they're fifth. So they may give up some yards. But that's kind of like, if you remember a few years ago, the Texans defense under Romeo Crennel, that's how they were. They were a bend but don't break defense. You might get down to the red zone, but it was a lot of field goals and not a lot of touchdowns. And I think that's what this New England Patriots defense is. So it will be interesting because Tennessee doesn't put up a ton of points. I mean, they were averaging about 21 a game going into the playoffs. So I still don't trust Mariota. Even if you don't trust New England's defense, I would rather take my chances with New England's defense versus Mariota.
And one more question: I don't know why they had so much success with the up-tempo offense, and it seems like Belichick scrapped it out of his playbook altogether. I don't know why they did that if they were so successful with the fast-going offense.
I'm with you on that. I tell you what, you could take that a step further, Jason. When you see like Carolina, how much success they had down the stretch at the end of the game, just running an up-tempo, hurry-up offense, you wonder why teams don't do that more. I mean, there was a time when that was in vogue in the NFL to run a no-huddle, hurry-up offense. Teams got away from it a little bit. But you're right, especially in New England with Tom Brady running it. I always felt like they had some sort of success doing it that way, and I'm curious as to why they get away from it.
No doubt about it. It goes back to the conversation we were having about
Georgia too.
That there's something to be said about a rhythm that an offense gets into, and it's one thing when you had a freshman quarterback trying to do it at Georgia. I mean, it was effective, but when you got the greatest of all time quarterback in an offense like the Patriots. Yeah, why would you get away from it? Unless, like you said, late in the game when you're trying to do ball control and run clock, it may change. But if it's working for you until that point, just keep doing it.
Lamont said they should rename the state of Alabama to Saban. The senator from Saban has the floor. That sounds totally
like
different.
Satan, but, you know. At the same time, my question is, did Georgia ever trail in that game until the overtime?
No.
So the Falcons never trailed in the Super Bowl until they lost it in overtime. And the Bulldogs never trailed until they lost in overtime. God, it sucks to be a football fan in Georgia.
Well, you could look at it that way. Or you could say that as a fan in Georgia, my NFL team and my college football team got to both championships and just choked.
Well, and but look, the Falcons are still alive, and you know the future is very bright with Kirby Smart in Georgia.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, the Falcons have a legit chance of making a run again.
Aren't the Eagles underdogs at home? I thought I saw the only home dog in this week's playoffs.
By the way, to answer Philly. His question, yeah, the spread was 13.5 for, let's see. Yep. You are correct. Falcons are favored by 3 on the road in Philly.
There you have it. I'm not, you know, I know Nick Foles is supposed to keep him in it. But,
I don't believe in Nick Foles. I really don't.
I know you don't, and we've had that discussion. But look, and the other thing is, we've always said this, there's something to the hot team. Atlanta could be the hot team right now because we know they got all the weapons.
And the experience, they went all the way through last year and got to that point and had the Patriots down. So this is a team this team didn't go through a huge transformation in the offseason. They just didn't play all that well for a stretch. So, I mean, this is for the most part the same team.
Yeah, they got conservative at
the
wrong time.
That was up on the Patriots in the Super Bowl last year.
But then they tried to throw the ball when they should have been running the ball.
The big difference, I guess, personnel-wise, it's the same team. Scheme-wise, not as much. That offense, I mean, Shanahan's gone. Mm-hmm. So it is a different-looking offense, but it seems like they're finding their rhythm and getting themselves together at the right time.
There you have it. All right, we're going to continue with much more of the show, but right now I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. Infuse Energy is a fantastic energy company that has saved me hundreds of dollars on my energy bill month in, month out since I made the change. And I know that, you know, a lot of people are out there telling you about an energy company you should pick. I'm telling you from personal experience. When I chose Infuse Energy and switched from my previous energy provider, and literally on the first bill, they saved me over $100. And they continue to save me money month in, month out. And what's great about it is that I get monthly reports that show me what my averages have been and what my current bill is and where that sits. And from hour to hour of the 24 hours in a day, where I'm using the most, where I'm using the least, and how that stacks up month to month, that stuff's important to me because I can pinpoint what might be left on or what might be using up a lot of energy. And at the same time, they give me great rates, and they're always upfront and honest with me because they have an incredible customer service. If I ever have an issue and I call, I don't get an automated system. I get a human being. And they're constantly asking me questions so they can pinpoint exactly when I use the most energy, the least energy, and how they can help with the program that I'm on. It's all how they do business at Infuse Energy. Check them out, infuseenergy.com, or call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit. And, of course, they are concerned about the environment. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life. Check them out, infuseenergy.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Dan97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, coming out of the almost halftime break, and we continue to press on. It is the usual suspects on the day after the national championship game. We've covered some NFL in the last segment. We're happy to talk more if you're interested in the playoff games, which we'll cover later in the week as we get closer to the Saturday-Sunday matchups. AFC-NFC divisional round is on the horizon there. Texans interviewing general manager candidates. They will still, as nothing has changed, have no first or second round pick. Just bursting your bubble there to give you the friendly reminder.
Also, our weight loss challenge is still on. And so we've started weigh-ins at some locations. So one of the locations that you can go weigh in at is 900 Lovett Boulevard. That's Houston Family Nutrition. So write that down, 900 Lovett Boulevard, or you can look them up at Hugh Fam Nutrition on Twitter, and they'll get you the info. But get out there. They've got their hours. You can hit up Mo, and he'll tell you what the hours are that you want to go weigh in at. It's all for off Montrose. You can also come up here to the studio and weigh in, and if we happen to be here, I'll swing by and punch you in the throat. I don't know. But you can come
up
here.
Can they hug you then?
No. Okay. No, absolutely not. But you can come up here to the studio, 5353 West Alabama. We've got a scale in the lobby. Just tell Esme what your name is. She'll write down your weight, and we'll get it added. And then I expect packets to go out tomorrow at the latest, and that'll have kind of what the rules are. Listen, the rules are real simple. We're not going to complicate this. The rules are real simple. There's three brackets. There's less than 200 pounds, there's 200 to 250, and then there's above 250, and it's the most weight loss by percentage will win that bracket. And then we're going to start it next week on Monday is when it officially kind of kicks off. That's why we want you to get weighed in this week. And then we'll, you know, you could check in with us or whatever. One of the things that we're going to do, though, to make this easier for you, if you don't want to travel to Houston Family Nutrition or you can't for whatever reason, I suggest you go in, though. Talk to Mo. But if you can't or you can't make it to the studio, you can send in a video. So you can email a video of you weighing in, standing on the scale. We've got to see you on the scale in the video. But you can email that to ESPNTUS for the usual suspects. ESPNTUS@gmail.com. Email that video and we'll get you recorded in. So if you can't make it to the studio to weigh in or Houston Family Nutrition,
we can tweet that out too. We can make sure it's easier so you have that email address.
Absolutely could.
Yep. We'll get all that tweeted out. That'll also be in the packet that'll go out tomorrow, plus with some of the prizes that we have.
Also worth mentioning one more time, if you're doing this for the prizes, just don't.
No, I mean, one of the prizes is they're going to get to come hang out with us for a segment,
right?
So that's why you do it.
We're
honestly
doing it.
That's worth cheating for.
We're doing it to try and make a difference and for the camaraderie and the appreciation of your guys' support as listeners.
Yeah.
And try to do something more than just a resolution for the new year. So do it because you want to change your lifestyle. You want to make a difference in your own life. And you also want to hang out with us and do something fun with a bunch of people that are with the same similar goals. That's what we're trying to do here. So that's the objective. So hopefully you sign up for the right reasons. It's not to be able to wear the championship belt and you know, win a gift card.
Yep.
So
well, it is, but still.
Okay. All right. So prior to that, we were talking about the NFL, and Nick wants to get in here. Not the Nick, but another
what?
Nick wants to talk about NFL playoffs. Nick, what's up?
Hey, guys. All right. So, you know, I'm a diehard Eagles fan, so I'm going to be honest, I'm scared for this game, but I think the only chance that we have is getting Sarkisian drunk on Friday night so that he's hungover for Saturday. Just being honest.
Will he be driving? Because it hurts. He's on the road because he can Uber and he can, you know, he can take the bus. At home, you probably, if they were playing in Atlanta, you might have a better shot.
True, true. You know, but I think that that's our only shot, honestly.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you, Nick. I don't feel good for the Eagles even being at home. I just, I mean, is Nick still there? Is he still there?
Yeah.
Nick, what is your faith in Nick Foles, having seen him?
I think that if they can tune the offense like they did a couple years ago, he should be okay. But they're still not going to put enough points on the board with the way that the defense has been playing the past couple weeks. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with you because also, appreciate the call, Nick. The thing about Atlanta is they're a top 10 defense when it comes to points allowed as well. They don't give up a lot of points.
Like you said, they didn't fly around anybody from the year previous. They just kind of got off track for a while, but their secondary is healthier than it was a year ago. But look, I'm also not going to sleep on Philadelphia at home simply because their defense is not anything to laugh at.
Yeah, they're a top 5 defense as well.
They got 2 solid running backs. You know, they've got receivers and options for Foles should he just, you know, become what they need him to be, which is a game manager. But I'm not going to say that they're going to get stomped. But look, of the two teams, I'd be more fearful of the team that's getting it straight that has the Super Bowl experience of being there the previous year.
The one thing that I think could become a factor in the favor of Philadelphia is the weather. And I don't know what the weather is like up there, but if it's really cold, it's a lot harder to throw the ball. It's a lot harder to have a high-flying offense when it's really cold or if it starts to snow a little bit. So I don't know what the weather looks like. I'll look it up at a break and figure that out.
But it's the East Coast.
But that might be one of those things that could, if it's a 3-point spread, that could bring that back down a little closer to where this just is a pick 'em game.
You know, Mike Trout's a big Eagles fan, but look, he's been talking about whatever the different names for that nor'easter is. But the East Coast has been pelted for the last week. And so that's going to be a huge factor. We've talked about it. I've said it all year long. If you get the Falcons on turf, you're in big trouble if they're clicking. But on natural grass and or if the weather's bad, now you're talking about a totally different story.
So that game is what? It's on Saturday or is it Sunday?
I'll check it for you.
The 13th. So it's on Saturday.
Okay.
So the weather on Saturday, according to Google, 55 degrees. Sorry, Philly.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. High of 55, low of 25, partly cloudy, no snow, no rain. Sorry, Philly. There went your one hope. Yeah. You needed snow.
So if you thought Nick Saban last night said it was the greatest day of his life, he wasn't alone in experiencing the greatest day in a said person's lifetime. Because now it's hit the NFL, and one particular NFL owner has stolen some of Nick Saban's thunder. And he's used it at a press conference today. We'll have that coming back. We'll have a lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second half of the big show. 90 minutes in the rearview mirror, 90 still to go. It is Barry, it is Nick, it is Joel. I had mentioned to you that Nick Saban, after last night saying it was the greatest day of his life with the win that he got, was not alone. Because today, as I mentioned, was the John Gruden press conference, and one Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, decided that this was the way he would introduce his new coach.
Raider Nation, this is a big effing deal. Please welcome the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Mr. John Gruden.
He followed that up by saying, it is the biggest day of my life right now.
Right now.
Right now. Yeah. At least he combed his hair today. He didn't have the Dumb and Dumber bowl cut going like he normally does.
There's no question Mark Davis has a man crush on John Gruden. His love affair has been pretty public, I think.
Yeah, wasn't it his dad that got rid of him?
He had so much time to prepare for this press conference. Mm-hmm. And the best that he could do was, Raider Nation, this is a big effing deal.
Raider Nation, this is a big effing deal.
Think about who you're dealing with.
Man. That's the stupidest way to bring up a football coach that you're excited about having. There couldn't have been a lazier way to do that.
But if you're going to fire up the black hole, that's the way you do it.
Be like, Raider Nation, the return to the Super Bowl starts now! This is a big effing deal.
I would drop the F-bomb.
So stupid.
For the fans in the black hole, to fire them up, just drop the F-bomb. They would be all over that.
But anything, bring in a celebrity, get Samuel L. Jackson. I don't know. That's stupid. That's just, and I don't want my owner up there saying effing. I either want him to say the word or just don't use that. Mm-hmm.
No one ever said he was very well versed in communication and speech.
That's terrible.
He just has money thanks to daddy.
That is terrible. I have neglected the text line up until now, so I shall redeem myself. Of the about 60 that we got, there's about 3 that are worth reading so far.
Fantastic.
Barry, I got a guy in my office that brushes his teeth after he drinks coffee. Okay. He keeps his toothbrush in a cup on the back of the toilet. It's a public bathroom to our office.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Well,
someone's peeing in that cup.
Enjoy your mouth, poo-poo face. What?
Someone's peeing in that cup, whether it be just target practice for the bored and sloppy.
Or a splash that comes up by accident and lands in
the... started, and I was thinking, oh, this guy's a clean dude. He brushes his teeth after every cup of coffee.
Yeah. I actually had somebody tell me one time that they found it disgusting that I brushed my teeth at work. This is when I worked at Halliburton, and I would go to the restroom to brush my teeth after lunch.
People do it here.
And I was like, I kind of find it disgusting that you don't brush your teeth after you eat at work. Why would you think that's gross that I'm cleaning my teeth, my mouth? I'm not doing it in my cube. There are people who floss in their cube, and those people should go to hell. Also, the people that clip their fingernails at their cube, those people should also go to hell. Don't do that at home. Groom yourself at home.
That bothers you?
That's, that noise, first of all. The clicking noise over and over.
Yeah.
But don't do that. And that person, I would just start calling them doo-doo breath, because I'm pretty sure if they've got some floating poop particles on their toothbrush somewhere, I would be willing to bet you
that's the case.
Huh?
Do you brush your tongue?
Absolutely, I brush my tongue and the roof of my mouth.
Yeah, the wife is huge on the, you don't get all the germs unless you brush your tongue.
Brush your tongue and the roof of your mouth, kids. Otherwise, you're just half-assing it in there. Barry, will you please mention that site again that saves everyone money? I'd love to pay you 10% for it. Yeah, actually, it's not a site that saves you money. It's a site where you have
unclaimed money.
Yeah, you had an insurance deposit or a utility deposit that you never got back and you moved and they didn't have it. So it's go to claimittexas.org. Claimittexas.org. I had about $100. Joel, how much did you have?
160.
160. We had one listener with 250. So yeah, claimittexas.org. Shout out to Aunt Cheryl for sending me the text
way to go,
last
Aunt
night.
Cheryl.
Saving all kind of people money in the city. He's actually not saving them money, finding them money. Last text. Can y'all do what AJ did yesterday? He talked about genital warts. Don't let him be better than you. Yeah, no, I have this thing where I'm not going to bring up my medical history. If that's what he wants to do, that's his business.
Well, he used it in an analogy.
Oh, I thought he was just talking about his genital warts.
No, that's a known fact. Oh. He didn't have to bring that up.
Yeah, I thought he was just saying he had them and he wanted to talk about them.
No.
Okay. Well, I don't plan on having a genital warts discussion today unless that's something important to you.
No, I'm good.
Is there anything down there you need to talk about?
No, sir.
Are you itchy?
No, sir. Or scratchy.
Somebody said, did you hear Clayton Bigsby call into the Raheel and Dale show? No, I didn't. I didn't hear that either.
No.
Was that OU Mike? Is that who Clayton Bigsby is? OU Mike?
I don't know.
Are we taking this call?
Sure, if you want.
It says Rachel.
Yeah.
Is that our intern?
Possible.
Is this intern Rachel?
I don't know.
Rachel.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. No, I was just calling regarding that John Gruden introduction. I thought he was trying to make a joke regarding when Vice President Bill Biden said that to Obama when Obamacare was passed. So I thought it was off of that, because that's what came instantly to mind. So I just wanted to call real quick regarding that. I think that's what because that's exactly how Biden had said it when his mic was on without. Obama's mic was on it. He wasn't aware that was the case, so he just dropped. But he actually dropped the F-bomb. So.
Oh, Well, there you go.
There you have it.
Thank you, Rachel.
Write your own damn material, too, Mark.
There you go. So, Vice President Bill Biden.
Yeah, not Joe. And please don't mention Bo, as he's no longer with us.
Huh?
She said Bo Biden, and Bo is no longer with us.
Oh, Joe, no, she said Bill Biden as Joe. I don't know. No?
I'm confused.
No, it's okay. Nick, we were confused before we took the call, more confused after. So, you know, that's sometimes what you get. But it's okay, because we appreciate y'all listening.
Somebody wants to know if I brush my tonsil stones. No, that would gag me. That's no. That's
brushing your tongue can gag you.
How far deep are you going?
Oh, Lisa, I'm going to the back of my tongue. Lisa's like, you got to get back there. I was Joel's, like, she bought me. Do you know that there's
Joel's
instead of brushing your tongue,
toothbrush.
There's a utensil skills. You can buy that's supposed to like scrape yeah. the back of your tongue. Damn a thing.
Joel's going down
anything,
on his toothbrush.
Anything I can do to get embarrassed by the laughing berry is always good.
I'm just like, man, how far back are you going? Do you ever...
I have reflux, by the way, so I've already explained to you that I have...
Oh.
I wish you'd brush your teeth and leave the cup on the back of the jar.
Never. I would never do that. Never in a thousand years would I do that.
Okay.
I did find out that was a myth, though, about the poop particles floating in the air. Apparently, Mythbusters did that, because I was always told, like, if you leave your toothbrush uncovered in the bathroom, that it's not sanitary, that there's, like, particles from the toilet that will fly up in the air. They said that's not true.
I could,
which was a relief for me.
What were you doing, putting saran wrap on the toothbrush?
I would have hated to have had to put a safe in my bathroom.
Do you have like the boy in the bubble, mini bubble for your toothbrush? Yes.
What are you doing when you're sitting on the can anyway? Taking off like NASA? Like what are you like?
You
why
live
is
in a
there
palatial
particles
estate.
Flying all over the place?
Your bathroom's what, thing. About like, a half mile from your sink?
It's like when you sneeze. Have you ever seen a sneeze where it's not just, you just think there's a few things of spit that fly out of your mouth maybe?
Yeah, but that's...
But there's tiny little particles that travel tens of feet away from you when you sneeze. If you're on a plane
yeah.
and someone behind you, like three rows back, sneezes, the sneeze gets to you. You know that, right?
Right,
or the
but
cough.
why would that be the case for dropping the deuce, though?
I don't know. They're tiny poop particles,
dude,
I'm guessing.
You live in a palatial ranch estate. Your bathroom's probably, what, a half mile from your sink?
Huh?
Probably. It's probably
where
right next
poop
to his
not
sink
even
with the way
shouldn't
he's talking.
Be even close to your sink.
In our bathroom, there's the crapper closet.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, everybody has, well, I'm not saying everybody, but you've got the, a lot of bathrooms nowadays have a door just to the toilet room.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know, why would you be worried about particles flying?
I don't always close that door.
Oh, boy.
Are you supposed to close that door?
Yes. Yeah.
It's my house.
Jeez, stinky.
Well, I do turn about I particles mean, flying.
Okay,
well,
Unabomber.
But I found out that that's not true. That's why I don't have to close it anymore. But I do turn on the fart fan. But sometimes I don't close the door. I have a TV in my bathroom, so sometimes I'll watch TV while I'm there.
So how are you changing the channel on your TV?
With a remote.
So that remote is filthy.
That remote is not one you want to touch. And
that
then
is
go
probably
eat.
The most disgusting remote.
That
in the
is not.
Of remotes.
Oh, please! Like none of your phones don't have crap all over them because that you sit there on the phone the entire time and then put it to your mouth. Don't step to me. I'm not putting that remote to my mouth. That's for sure.
Jeez. By the way, Brandon on Twitter says, drink your coffee with a straw. You won't stain your teeth, but you look like a complete idiot. So, no, we're not doing that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Now, Nick, if you're getting your Ocinemaron
no,
Starbucks
you're the one
or whatever
that's got
that was.
Well, I mean, I don't... It's hot enough, so I can't imagine drinking hot coffee out of a straw. That'd be...
No. That,
just, no.
Eric Rosen just said, enjoy your mouth poo-poo face. 2018 Barry is funny. When you hear that for the first time after tuning in, you wonder, what the hell did I miss today? Oh, you missed all kind of good stuff, Eric. I can't believe you're just now tuning in.
Every day.
I can't believe you're just now tuning in. Yeah. Eric, what's wrong with you?
Did you see Scott in Deer Park?
No.
I mean, pick a day, pick a fan, a team that he's a fan of. But now he says, get over it. It's Raider Nation. Y'all just don't get it. And yes, I clip my nails at work. Well,
see,
good. We would pee in your toothbrush cup,
that's
too,
That's exactly
Scott.
Why I don't like Scott in Deer Park. Because wow. He clips his fingernails. I know there was a dude that clipped his toenails at work, and I almost lost it. I almost reported him to HR.
The only difference is when Scott trims his nails, you could trip over the nail and hurt yourself.
he's got those long old people toenails. You ever
that
notice
are like
how old people
thick?
Why are old people's toenails so long? They look like talons, like an eagle.
Yeah,
it's like can't you get someone to clean, like clip them or something? It's terrible. That's my biggest fear of getting old. Is that my toenails are going to be 7 inches long. Ugh, gross.
By the way, as we go to break, remember when we said the worst kept secret was Gruden? So yeah. If you're a minority candidate, you shouldn't interview. Yeah. You know what the Raiders did to be able to qualify and make sure they covered their bases? They interviewed USC offensive coordinator T. Martin for the head coaching job.
Yeah, why even have that rule if everyone's just going to skirt it? What's it called? It's called the Rooney Rule?
Yeah, the Rooney Rule.
Why even have it if no one's going to abide by it? Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Handle that one, Raider Nation, Scott. Go ahead. Okay, we'll be back with more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Almost done with hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza, as it's Barry, Nick, and Joel, and a cast of thousands and friends of the family that are stopping in to say hello, some for the first time, some for way too many times, as in the case of Jordan.
I'm pretty excited right now.
I guess you are.
Because the guys at Healthy Gourmet just brought in some meals. And, dude, these look so good. I'm not even lying to you. Because, you know, I usually have to eat. Like Subway or a salad.
Right.
Or then I go home. Like last night I had just a piece of chicken and some green beans and right. brown rice. They've got jambalaya for 350 calories, turkey chili, which is still chili.
You didn't get the only
one. But they have Texas chili if you don't want the turkey chili. They have jalapeno ranch enchiladas, which nothing in that phrase sounds bad. I'm pretty pumped about this.
But you drafted first, second, third, and fourth. I hope that there's still some turkey chili and some other things left over.
I mean, you know, it's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not my fault you took a break. Mm-hmm. That's what you get. Yeah, I'm super pumped about this. I'm eating these tonight. I'm ready.
It looks great.
Yeah, they do. They look really good.
Nick is nowhere to be found because he's also trying to get in there.
Healthy Gourmet. It says you just peel the top off, throw it in the microwave.
It's going down tonight. And I asked, it's not only portion controlled, but it's also good for you. It's healthy.
Yeah, dude, none of these are over 350 calories.
Yeah.
Well, the jalapeno ranch enchiladas are 370.
Yeah, and
that's
Jordan's
nothing.
Taking pictures of the 12 different meals he's going to take so that we don't have any to choose from.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic in itself.
And you know, look at Jordan. He ain't eating none of those healthy meals. Come on now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's in the challenge.
He's in the challenge,
okay.
Yeah.
Very
well,
good.
Let's see. He's one of those guys we talked about. He's treating it as a competition instead of something that might be the best case scenario for him going forward.
By the way, one of the gentlemen from Healthy Gourmet, coolest name on the planet.
Barry.
Yep.
Gee, that was tough.
Yep. Just the coolest name ever in the world. We were talking about, you don't meet many Barrys.
Speaking of Barry, someone tweeted in, did I hear genitals? Similar.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, they said, down for genital talk. Fedor said that.
Who?
Fedor Rothschild III.
Oh, they didn't say Barry, though. That was a nice try.
Oh, no, I just made the correlation.
Yeah, okay.
Barry
I see.
And genital.
You're a little upset about the toothbrush talk. It's okay. You lash out. Somebody said, so my wife, she gags herself every time she brushes her tongue.
See?
When she does the deed with me, though. No problem.
That means you're smaller than a toothbrush.
It really makes me feel insecure about my manhood. As
wow.
it should, sir. As it should. That's pretty bad.
Like, I'd say good for that guy. I mean,
good for that guy.
Yeah.
No, is it though?
Good that for that guy that he's Tiny Tim?
No, good for the guy that has the wife that gags on the toothpaste or the toothbrush.
No.
Why would that be good?
Why is that good?
I mean, I don't see why that's a bad thing at all.
No, she brushes her tongue and it makes her gag, but then when she's doing the deed with him, she doesn't gag. No problems.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I missed that part.
Yeah.
I was still looking at the gourmet food.
I know, dude. I'm so pumped about this. Yeah, I'm sorry, Tiny Tim. That's a terrible situation to be in. That sucks. Somebody said, what's the email to send in weigh-ins? Also, how do I sign up? Send a video of yourself on the scale to ESPNTUS@gmail.com. That will be your official weigh-in video. Or you can come to 5353 West Alabama or 900 Lovett over at Houston Family Nutrition. Three ways to weigh in. And then when you send your email, if you haven't already sent us your info, when you email your video in, email us your full name, your cell phone, and your height and weight. And your weight will be in the video. But still, yeah, send that in.
There you have it.
So there you go.
All right. So Nick has also, by the way, and I'll retweet it, but he took some good pictures and tweeted out the Healthy Gourmet meals that we were supplied with that look extraordinarily good. And since I haven't had lunch, that should be good.
Right.
And it's quick and easy to prepare. And like I said, it's not just that it's proportion. Some people just do portion control, but right. It's not really good for
some
you.
Some people count calories.
These are actually good for you.
Yeah. Man, that looks good. I have a food-related question for you. And this actually popped up on my timeline from a buddy of mine, Owen Dunn, who actually used to work here as an intern. Nick, were you here when Owen Dunn was here, or were you on the network side?
I might have been. I just don't remember his face, to be honest. I don't remember an Owen, to be honest.
Okay. But Owen Dunn was a intern here several years ago. And yep. He's also a comedian, so we happened to cross paths and become friends. And I was looking at my Facebook timeline, and he asked a question, which I thought, you know, as far as food-related questions go, it's not one that comes up a lot. But I'd be willing to bet you that people are pretty passionate about it as well, or at least have various opinions. And his question was, who makes the best stuffed baked potato in Houston? And, I mean, there's your standard, Papa's, you can go get one. There was the Spring Creek Barbecue has a stuffed potato, I think, that my wife likes to eat. There's, you know, I'm sure some of these other
stuff. Even like Jason's Deli and places like that.
Jason's Deli has one. But I tell you, I've got to go with one that I would have never heard of if it weren't for my wife. My wife grew up over there off Cross Timbers in Irvington. And there's a place over there called The Hungry Farmer. And, oh, my God, that is the best stuffed baked potato. First of all, it's huge. It's as big as the torso of a baby. It's just this massive potato.
To me, that's usually one of the first indicators of a good baked
potato. I agree with that.
It's how big it is?
I agree with that. Yep.
Like, if it's got to be on steroids. Then I'm like, all right, it looks like a barbecue spot, baked potato.
Yep.
And usually those, like, you never go wrong with.
It's that to me. Now, I know there's a lot of food connoisseurs and people who like to, you know, they have their preferences. But I'd be interested. You can, you know, text, tweet, whatever. But where is the best stuffed baked potato in Houston? Which I thought was a great question because I actually do like stuffed baked potatoes.
I don't want to give the best one out because I know people are going to kill me. But
what? McDonald's.
Beck's Prime in Sugarland is a spot I've gone to.
Oh, really? They have a good one?
Beck's Prime has good everything.
Is that what you think people would kill you for?
No, I just don't want to say this is the best spot because you know someone's going to say three or four other spots that are going to be a legit argument.
No, that's the thing.
For a better spot.
I mean, if you could only go one place for a stuffed baked potato, where's the one place you're going? I'm going to the Hungry Farmer. Where are you going?
I mean, because I live in the Sugarland, Mo City side, it'd probably be like a Beck's Prime.
I'm saying anywhere.
I don't think of it that way.
Not something that I order.
So you don't eat a lot of stuffed baked potato?
No, because in the last couple of years, as Nick knows, I've tried to eliminate a lot of carbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Look, and I love them. Coming from the Midwest, that's what we grew up on was meat and potatoes. But I do think that a barbecue joint is the best place to go for a stuffed baked potato because of the fact that I would be one, and I know you guys kill me on ketchup, but I would also be one on a stuffed baked potato that I would put barbecue sauce on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's fine. I thought you were going to put ketchup on a stuffed baked potato.
I would. There are times it's just like eating ketchup on French fries. I would put ketchup on a baked potato.
Makes sense, but not with, you know, chopped beef or sausage.
You know, onions and chives and cheese and all that stuff is fantastic.
So several people are backing up my claim of the Hungry Farmer. Mike, Jay Webby, and they've said that. Broderick says Burns Original Barbecue, which I've never heard of. Burns Original Barbecue.
But again, I would
barbecue.
Trust the barbecue. Kind of like Nick, and Nick was spot on. The size, if you get a really big baked potato, that's a great sign. And a barbecue joint is normally where you can't go wrong because they're going to cook right way. They're not going to microwave it.
Look,
it's going to be grilled.
That's the Burns stuffed baked potato.
Good Lord.
That looks like
a meal for 3 days.
That looks like you would poop in your pants before you got out of line.
And if there's a toothbrush on the back of the toilet, you're in luck.
Yeah, but that looks good, though. I ain't gonna lie. But I haven't had that. I have had the Hungry Farmer compared to others. And Rib Tickler and Tomball also. It's interesting. All right, so you don't like stuffed baked potato.
I love them. They just don't like me.
Oh, your reflux?
Yeah.
Okay. And your girlish, and my, your yeah. sexy, girly yeah. good looks.
This coming from you, yes. Yes, absolutely. So, all right, so we've got two in the books, 1 hour to go with the big show. By the way, the next time Barry asks a question like that, we're going to, I know that AJ has been really frantically trying to get more people hired on to be food critics. So that's something that I think Gal Media is working on. But maybe we could have them involved in the show as well.
Somebody asked where they could go to get these meals. Go to healthygourmet.com.
There you go. Check yeah, it all out. Like, guys, we're gonna, great.
Dude.
Now, I'm heading over there right now before Jambalaya. Nick gets there so I don't get completely screwed out of this deal.
Yeah, healthygourmet.com.
And I'm not lying. The last time people brought food in like that with the process, I mean with the pre-prepared meals, Jordan had the entire box under his desk before anybody could even sniff them. So, all right, we're going to take a break. Come back with hour number three of the big show. Don't go anywhere. 60 minutes still to go. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.